Israeli tanks have rolled into the West Bank city of Nablus following the killing of at least 5 Israelis in a nearby Jewish settlement earlier today. The surging violence has again pushed diplomacy into the background. President Bush delayed his Mideast policy statement, and Israel began calling up more reserve soldiers. Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat demanded a halt to attacks against Israeli civilians, but NPR's Peter Kenyon reports there is no sign that the factions behind the violence were listening.
It was the third deadly Palestinian attack this week. Israel Radio said the dead were from the same family in the Itamar settlement near Nablus. Israel had already launched a reserve call-up described as limited after Prime Minister Ariel Sharon said Israel would seize and hold Palestinian territory until the violence ends. Troops were reported in Beit Jala, Bethlehem, and the adjacent Dehesi refugee camp, Beitunia near Ramallah, Nablus, Jenin, Qalqilya, and Tulkarm. Thousands of Palestinian men and boys were arrested. Some were later released. Arafat canceled a televised address on the growing violence, but told reporters that he's totally against attacks against civilians.
It is our permanent message, especially to our people and to the whole world, that we are against any of these terrorist activities against civilians, Palestinian civilians or Israeli civilians.
In a statement, Arafat indicated further shootings and bombings would result in the Palestinians losing control of more and more of their territory, possibly leading to a full reoccupation. Israeli spokesman Zalman Shoval reflected the deeply ingrained skepticism that greets every call by Arafat to reduce violence.
Actually, yesterday's attack was perpetrated by the Al-Aqsa group, one of Yasser Arafat's own organizations. Therefore, any appeal he makes to stop suicide bombing is really a bad joke. It's his own people who do that.
Palestinian officials insist that Al-Aqsa and other armed groups linked to Arafat's Fatah movement are not responding to orders from Arafat or other Palestinian authority leaders. In addition, the Hamas and Islamic Jihad factions today said the attacks would continue. Israelis, meanwhile, turned out for several more funerals today. Among the victims of yesterday's bombing, 60-year-old Noa Alon and her 5-year-old granddaughter Gal Eisenman. They were at an end-of-kindergarten party in the West Bank settlement of Ofra, just before going to the bus stop where yesterday's blast occurred. Yifat Alon, who lost her mother and her niece, said the events were beyond her comprehension.
I'm going to miss them so much. They were so important in my life. They brought so much joy and so much caring and so much love. All those beautiful things that I just don't understand why they do it.
Even Palestinians who condemn the suicide bombings view the Israeli settlements as illegal. And to Israel's dismay, Arafat's call to end the violence refers to attacks within Israel, not those against settlers. As the Bush administration puts off announcing its vision of the road back to peace talks, Israelis and Palestinians are preparing for another round of escalating violence. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Jerusalem.